Second John. The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all of those who've known the truth, for the truth's sake, that lives in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace, from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found some of your children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I ask you, please, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love each other. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers have entered into the world, who don't confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Watch yourselves so that we don't lose the things that we have earned, but so that we receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and doesn't remain in the doctrine of Christ doesn't have God. He that lives in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and doesn't bring this doctrine, don't receive him into your house, nor wish him Godspeed. For he that wishes him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I don't want to write with paper and ink, but I trust to come to you and speak face to face so that our joy will be full. The children of your elect sister greet you. Amen.